Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Warning. The following program may not be suitable for children.
Hold on to your butts.
As the sun sets over Slabtown, in the shadows of the Fremont Bridge, a club comes to life where you can let your freak flag fly.
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak. Full kegs. Everybody's gonna be there. You ought to go.
The only thing that's off limits are the words you can't say thanks to the FCC.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah, now.
Google me, bitch.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, my.
My son is an idiot.
What is the Colorado Rockies?
I was a lie.
Football sucks, kind of.
I got something done.
He did a lot of dirt.
Okay, what we apologize.
Okay.
It's time for the club, baby.
Germany's a great city.
On 105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
Kick the ball, you little bitch.
Ooh-wee.
Head coach?
Oh, my God. What?
Nice to have you along. It is the club, but you already knew that. You heard the open there from our guy.
Why? It's the Wavaloo week still gets me.
Hey, you know what, though? He shines on that club open there.
Oh, yeah.
That's up his alley. Rivalry week, not so much.
Not so much. Well, he's a movie guy, so I doubt in movies you have to say Wavaloo week. I do love the guy, and there is one guy that does the movie stuff in the world. In a world.
Who is that guy?
I forget what that guy's name is.
Is he famous?
I don't know if he's famous, but like he's been the voice of those forever. I saw a little vignette. It was like a 10-minute thing on his life, and that's just, he's a voiceover guy.
Is he like Michael Buffer, and he'll sue you if you say that anywhere in the world?
His name is Don LaFontaine.
LaFontaine.
Oh, what a great name.
Yeah. And he kind of looks like Vincent Price a little bit. He's got like the pointy eyebrows, and yeah, it's like he's done thousands and thousands of these. This is like what he does.
It's always weird when you hear someone's voice on the radio, and then you see what they look like.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, you just hear their voice. It doesn't have to be on the radio. A podcast or whatever. And then you see what they look like, and it's like, it just completely, because when you hear a voice first and before seeing someone, you form your own picture in your mind.
Yes.
This is one of the reasons I love radio and the spoken word. It's
theater,
like,
of mind.
Yeah, we can paint a picture in your mind. It's like, I remember the first time I saw Gavin Dawson.
Yeah. Because he's got great deep pipes, and then you meet him,
and you're like, "What the?"
Well, Wayne's World did a whole bit on this. Remember, there's like at Wayne's World, the radio DJ was like Handsome Dan, and then they meet Handsome Dan, and you're like, "Oh, like the fabulous sports babe." You're like,
"Yeah, I never even thought about that."
Yeah,
but yeah.
Well, we had a.
She's not necessarily a babe.
No, we had a guy who used to be our voice guy in studio. Named
By the way,
what?
Do you know Handsome Dan? Who the real Handsome Dan is?
I do not.
It's the bulldog at Yale.
That's Handsome Dan?
The mascot. Yeah, they call him Handsome Dan.
That's a great name.
Yeah.
You could, if you had a bulldog, you could do a lot worse than naming your bulldog Handsome anything. Who's that? Oh, that's Handsome Dave.
Handsome Dan.
Or Handsome Dan. We had a guy who used to work here, and he worked here forever. His name was Bob Brooks, and he was our voice guy.
Bob was great.
He was awesome.
Wilford Brimley type.
Hey, if you guys know the old
Bowflex
ads?
Yep.
That was on TV.
Yeah.
That was him.
So what used to blow me away is, so I started working here almost 20 years ago or whatever, and Bob was here. And Bob hasn't worked here. He retired a number of years ago. And Bob was like this big old Vietnam vet. Yeah, he kind of looked like Wilford Brimley. He was pretty surly, but me and Bob always got along real great. But Bob could be kind of a scary guy, but he had unbelievable pipes. And so the weirdest thing is once I got to know Bob, I kept hearing Bob's voice out in the wild. He did the Bowflex. He did, remember the little giant ladder? Remember that? He did a lot of those infomercials.
Yeah.
So it'd be like Saturday, and I would see something. I'm like, oh, that's Bob freaking Brooks. And all of a sudden, I had no idea. And I would go back. I'm like, Bob, your voice is everywhere. And he'd be like, you have no idea how much stuff I do around the country. Because they just, and he'd have no idea. They just send him scripts. And so, like, none of those people had any idea, like, what Bob looked like. And it was always kind of a cool behind the scenes thing to be like, oh, yeah, I know that voice.
Yeah, he's still doing voiceovers.
Is he?
He's got a website out there.
Yeah. The great Bob Brooks.
B. Brooks Audio.
Yeah. Just him and that dude had some pipes.
Who's Nate Pope?
Nate Pope? Should I know Nate Pope?
Well, he gave Bob a testimonial.
Oh.
So.
Oh. Well, I think it's one of those, like, if you need someone to read something for you, you can do a lot worse than going to get Bob Brooks.
I have bonus movie trailer voice audio guy. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
This is LaFontaine,
yeah. And he gives a little history lesson after a trailer.
Throughout history, man has marveled at the vast complexity of the universe. Without a single unified voice, humanity has been left searching for answers to the unknown. Now, one man has the power to change that and to spread his voice across the earth for all of mankind to hear. One man, me. Well, I was born in a simple log cabin. No, that's not true. When I was 13 years old, my voice changed in the middle of a sentence. Mom, I'll help you with the dishes. Literally. And I never went back. And I was just cut up in class. And when I went to school the next day, I didn't want to talk. And the teacher got bugged about it. She said, why aren't you saying something? And I said, what do you want me to say? And I was sent to the office because she thought I was screwing with her. And for a while there, it really upset me. But then I discovered that I could be everybody's dad. Jimmy can't come to school today because he's not feeling very well.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. How awesome would it be, like, that guy, like, when he goes to order, in a world where I need a double mocha latte.
What if he comes through your drive-thru at Starbucks?
In a world where this drive-thru line is far too slow.
And that better be oatmeal, not almond milk.
And all this man wanted was an oatmeal. Yeah. Like, they just, that dude, it's like a superpower. And you're like, wait, I have heard your voice. And he's like, yes, you have. I love that he's doing everyone's dad. Jimmy can't come to school today. He would be the old. Imagine being like 13 years old and that's the way your voice sounds.
Well, it sounds like, too, he's got a pretty good sense of humor.
Yes.
Well, it started in a simple log cabin. No, I'm just kidding. All right, let's get to the real news of the day.
Yeah. The world is a lot less handsome today.
God, you ain't kidding. The great. Yeah. Robert Redford has passed. That's next on The Fan. Yeah, the world lost a great one today as Robert Redford died. Yep. He was 89.
It's fantastic.
You may have forgotten that he was still alive because he kept a low profile.
He did a handful of stuff over the years, but I mean when you're in your 80s,
than a handful. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, he. He just kind of, you know, a lot of the guys, not a lot, but some, just when you're famous, you're just always famous. And even at 87, you're doing interviews and stuff. I mean, he said, I read a quote from him. He said, I think he was in his late 70s. He said, you know, it's probably time to, you know, go spend some time with my wife and kids.
Yeah.
And he did that because you just never really heard from Bob.
No. One of the truly great, powerful actors, and just a god darn handsome man. And one thing I like about Robert Redford is he aged. Like,
he aged well.
Yeah, like, and Paul Newman was like this too. Like, a lot of people can't handle aging, especially when you are, for 50 years, you're known as the most handsome guy ever, that you struggle with. All of a sudden, you get into your 70s and your 80s, and Robert Redford, he aged. And towards the end, he was an old man, and he didn't try to do a bunch of weird crap to make himself try to look like he did in the past. And I just always found Robert Redford to be delightful.
Sounds like a great dude.
Yeah.
Very philanthropic. And he wasn't just handsome. He was a great actor.
Yeah.
Like, dude, that guy, he stole the he jumped off the screen at you.
Yes.
And it wasn't just his
his looks.
Beautiful face.
But that certainly helps.
For you kids, he was the Brad Pitt of the 70s.
100%.
What movie do you most associate him with?
Well, this is there's two for me, and they're all-time classics, and they're probably my two favorite Redford movies. One is The Natural.
Of course.
That's the one for me.
That's the one. And then I have always been a Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Never seen it.
See, I'm the Sting guy.
Yeah. You've never seen Butch Cassidy and the... Well, you might be
We're all probably old for it, but like, I probably will go back and watch it now, but yeah, 1969 movie.
I love Paul Newman and I love Robert Redford. And so if you like those two... I mean, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid to me is one of the great movies of all time. Like, that's a... If I'm putting together my top 50 movies of all time, that is certainly on there. And part of that is I grew up watching those old Westerns with my dad. And so that was some of my earliest memories, is watching the old spaghetti Westerns and some of the John Wayne stuff. And then that was one of my absolute favorites when I was growing up. And that introduction to both Paul Newman and Robert Redford.
But they were in The Sting. I mean, yes. The same two guys.
Yes.
The Sting, I don't know why. Because it was a little before my time, because I was born in 75.
Yep.
I think it was because my parents had the Sting...
On VHS?
No, it was on record. They had the record,
oh,
the soundtrack on record. Mm. And so I would listen to that, and then I went and I was into the Sting. I was like, man, that's a great movie. I don't know. That's like the only 70s movie
that you remember,
that I remember being really into. And then, of course, The Natural.
Yeah. Have you seen 3 Days of the Condor? Because that's pretty well acclaimed, isn't it?
No, I have not seen it. I mean, you know me. Sook's a way bigger movie guy than I am. Yeah. I'm not a huge movie guy. But I would still say that if you're talking about a trifecta, an actor or an actress, find me a better one than Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, The Sting, and The Natural.
Pretty good.
Yeah, that's...
I think it's unfair, but it is what it is. Harrison Ford, like, if you did any Indiana Jones or any Star Wars, mm-hmm. I mean...
That's tough.
What do you come... Do you go Blade Runner?
Yeah.
The Fugitive? Like, that's hard to beat.
And the thing with Ford, too, I'm not... Is it cheating a little bit that, like, Star Wars, like, he's in Star Wars, but, like, Robert Redford, like,
right.
There's a difference between carrying...
It's a franchise
that he's a part of
you being the star. That's true.
Whereas Indiana Jones is Harrison Ford, but Star Wars is not Harrison Ford.
Well, Paul Newman, if we go to Paul Newman, he's got Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, The Sting, and Cool Hand Luke!
And The Hustler. And,
dude!
Those are two of my favorite guys.
Color of Money? Was he Color of Money?
Paul Newman wasn't.
Yeah, that's what I mean, yeah. Paul Newman. Yeah.
Paul
Newman may have a better resume than Bob.
Yeah. And he made a couple, Redford made a couple good movies towards the end. All Is Lost is a really good movie. And the other one is The Old Man and the Gun. And I think those might be, if they're not his last projects, they're two of, and they're within the last, I don't know, probably 7 or 8 years. And I think The Old Man and the Gun is earlier, or I guess it would be later. I think that came out maybe 8-9 years ago. Those are both good movies if you want to watch kind of older Redford. But All the President's Men is really good. Sneakers is another classic. Ooh,
Sneakers is a tough watch, but Sneakers is really good.
You don't like Sneakers?
No, I said it's a tough watch. From
is
like
that the one where they're...
Just the subject matter is tough, right? Sneakers? Oh, I'm thinking of Sleepers. Never mind.
Oh, no.
Yeah, isn't Sneakers about like...
Yeah, it's about like code breaking.
I'm confusing it with Sleepers,
Sneakers is really good.
Sneakers is amazing.
Yes. If you want like a fun... Just kind of lighthearted. It's a drama, but it's funny. Go watch Sneakers. It is one of those criminally underrated Robert Redford movies. Like, there's a lot of his movies that are like that. That are just sneaky, and that is like Dan Aykroyd's in it and Sidney Poitier. Really good. If you're trying to do a, sometimes when people die, people are like, hey, I need to go see some Robert Redford movies. Check it out. Give Sneakers a whirl.
I think best recent Redford, too, go check out Spy Game with young Brad Pitt. Spy Game was really good. I think that was 2001 that he made that. That was, I think, the best recent movie that I'd seen of his. No Spy Game?
I don't know Spy Game.
Ooh, go watch Spy Game.
He laid out on you right there.
I was trying to think of, like, you know, sometimes you, I'm like searching my head. I'm like, Spy Game.
Go
Spy
check
Game.
That out. That's good.
Yeah, I don't remember that one.
What about Tom Hanks? Saving Private Ryan, Forrest Gump.
Well, I'm not a Forrest Gump guy.
He was nominated for Philadelphia, too. Right. And also did Apollo 13 right
ooh,
after
Apollo
that.
13, yeah.
Tom Hanks is, that's a whole...
That's tough.
That's tough for me to pick my three favorite Tom Hanks movies. Tom Hanks, quietly to me, has a top three videography of all time. Because you get so much. You get all his early stuff.
Go all the way back to Big?
Yeah, you get Big, you get Splash, you get Bachelor Party, you get serious stuff like Saving Private Ryan, which is just amazing. And then you get into the dramatic stuff like Philadelphia.
You get a League of Your Own, you get baseball there.
Yeah.
Sleepless in Seattle.
Well,
you've got Mail.
You want some rom-com? He did a really good one that, if we're going to do... I was like, if you ever want like an under... I will always give you the underrated, like, you should watch this. And I don't know if many people have because I don't think it was a big hit. And again, speaking of the great Paul Newman, the most underrated Robert Redford movie I went with Sneakers, the most underrated Tom Hanks movie is Road to Perdition.
Really good, and didn't get any run.
So freaking good, and Tom Hanks is as good in that as anything he's been in, and no one talks about it. And that's Paul Newman and Tom Hanks, and it is freaking. It's an old gangster movie.
He plays like a 1920s Depression era morally conflicted gangster.
Phenomenal. The other one, Robert Redford is, I don't know why I didn't thought about A River Run Through It with Brad Pitt, which I absolutely love that movie.
That movie's kind of.
And he was the narrator voice too, yeah. I believe.
It's kind of long.
Yeah, it is long
and boring.
Well, yeah. But I like,
if I'm being honest,
I like movies that have, I don't mind movies like that. Because if you don't like that, then it is true. Like, there are certain movies that you kind of have to be, a bit of a movie head to appreciate. Like, All Is Lost, that's just him on a boat. So if you need movies to be kind of fast paced and something to be happening, All Is Lost is probably going to drive you nuts. Because it's just him. Just him on a boat.
The other thing about Bob, I don't know how many people know, but he started the Sundance Institute for indie films.
Yes.
And so he was the one that revived the Sundance Film Festival.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's the one that brought it back, and it's in Utah, right? Utah or Colorado? I think he took
it's
it.
It's in Park City.
It's in Park City.
But he took it to Colorado because he had a place there or something back in the day. It's back in Utah now, but... yeah, he revived the whole Sundance Film Festival and was very big for indie films.
Yeah.
Bob.
So, just by all accounts, he was a good dude, great actor, again, activist. World's a worse place today without Robert Redford in it.
And very sexy.
Yes. I'm waiting for like a horrible comment to come from the POTUS because Redford was not a fan of his.
Another reason to love him.
I'm waiting to hear anytime someone doesn't like him, he always says the overrated old hat. You know, there's always some sort of...
Yeah, he's going to nickname him. Yeah. I tell you what, that's the best thing Trump does. His nicknames. Crooked Hillary.
Yeah.
I heard they put Blue-Eyed Bobby in the dirt.
Sleepy Joe.
I just love
Blue-Eyed
Bobby. When like Springsteen like doesn't like you, and then he's like, no one listens to Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
Overrated hack. You're like, yeah.
You'll see that Taylor Swift isn't hot in America anymore. You're like, okay.
Like, I understand that it gets personal.
Expired.
And if someone doesn't like you, you want to fire back. And if you want to make a personal shot at him, hey, be my guest. But you can't claim that no one listens to Bruce Springsteen or Taylor Swift or that, like, they're hacks.
That's a big deal. Thank you very much.
He certainly can.
I'm like, really?
And does.
And then, like, all, like, the Jesse Waters of the world, they're like, yeah, no one listens to Bruce Springsteen. Kid Rock, on the other hand. You're like, oh, my God. Please stop.
Well, one's an American hero, so.
It's like, just because someone doesn't like you or doesn't, you know, didn't vote for you, doesn't mean that person ceases to have any sort of ability or talent. It's just, you know, that to me is one of the crazier things out there.
It's amazing the way I don't hear any applause for that.
Like, I love Billy Joel, but if Billy Joel comes out and is like, and decides that he takes a different political stance than I do, I can be like, yeah, that bothers me. I wish he wasn't like that, but I'm not going to be like, all of a sudden, that hack. I'm glad that someone figured out that he's got no talent. Who's still listening to that guy? Like, yeah.
I know a lot about
like
grass.
A putz.
All right. Coming up next, we have the Tyler Robinson confession text thread.
Ooh, we do.
We do.
Oh, boy.
You haven't seen it?
No, I have not.
Yeah, I'll read it to you.
What? You think it's real?
What? Oh, is that?
Wait, what?
Are we already doing this?
This is really real. What law enforcement put out. There is speculation from the text and how it sounds, whether that's actually what he really texted.
Oh, boy. Yeah. We're at that point now.
Yeah. Okay. Question everything.
I think it was Candace Owens or someone that's saying that this is horse pucky or something.
No. Candace Owens.
Well, that's the weird part because I think she's over on that. Isn't she like a super? I don't know.
Yeah, well, she's making big claims about a meeting that he had just weeks before this happened, and she's calling all kinds of conspiracy.
Yeah. We'll get to that next. Here's Buck. All right. Welcome back to our show.
Come on, Rob!
I've got the... this is from TMZ. I've got the correspondence between the Robinson kid, the Tyler... or the Charlie Kirk shooter.
Assassin.
And his roommate. They have released this. Now, to Buck's point, there are many who are not buying that this... is real.
I thought that he was lived at home.
I think he had lived at home, but was living with a roommate.
Yeah, he had a roomie.
Okay. This is why it's just, because I've tried to avoid some of this stuff, and because, boy, there is a million.
There's a lot.
There is a lot out there, and it's hard to sift through what's horse-esque.
But this was released by police. Like, this is not...
Yeah, every news outlet has this. Yeah. This is what the law enforcement released to the public.
It's the official release, yes. But some are saying...
Some people are saying...
That it doesn't sound like it's authentic.
Okay, so let me just read it.
We've officially reached the point that no matter what, half the people won't believe anything that comes
right.
out.
I think some of that's gone a little too far,
Thank
but...
you, fake news.
Okay. So Robinson, he's the shooter.
Okay.
So he tells the roommate he left a note under his keyboard, look there and read it.
Okay.
The roommate does and responds with, what? A million question marks. You're joking, right? Robinson says, I'm still okay, my love. And by the way, the roommate is a male.
Okay.
But I'm stuck in Orem for a little while longer yet. Shouldn't be long until I can come home, but I got to grab my rifle still. To be honest, I had hoped to keep this secret till I died of old age.
Orem,
I am sorry to involve you.
Orem, by the way, is where... That's the city next to Provo. This is where the UVC is, and then he lives in southern Utah.
Can I just state first, that sounds like AI.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yes.
Before I died of old age. Who says that?
Yeah.
And this is why some people are having
And even though I'm still in Orem yet. I mean, that's like an antiquated way of...
Yeah.
I mean, maybe you just typoed or you threw an extra word in there, but it's odd way of saying that.
Roommate says, you weren't the one who did it, right? Robinson says, I am. I'm sorry. Roommate says, I thought they caught the person. Robinson says, no, they grabbed some crazy old dude, then interrogated someone in similar clothing. I had planned to grab my rifle from my drop point shortly after, but most of that... side of town got locked down. It's quiet, almost enough to get out, but there's one vehicle lingering. Roommate, why? Robinson says, why did I do it? Roommate says, yeah. He says, I had enough of his hatred. Some hate can't be negotiated out. If I'm able to grab my rifle unseen, I will have left no evidence. Going to attempt to retrieve it again. Hopefully they have moved on. I haven't seen anything about them finding it. Roommate, how long have you been planning this? Robinson, a bit over a week, I believe. I can get close to it, but there is a squad car parked right by it. I think they already swept that spot, but I don't want to chance it. By the way, he's continually going back to the rifle.
Yeah.
The roommate's, like, mind's blown.
And again, you have bigger problems than, like, what happens to the rifle.
But, I mean, I can see the idea of he feels like if he gets the rifle, there's no way for them to catch him. It might be the only piece of evidence they have.
If you're capable of doing something...
Yeah, you maybe not.
You're not in your right...
Well, wait for the rest of it, because a lot of it hinges on wanting to make sure it gets back to his dad and grandpa.
So then he says, Robinson says, I'm wishing I had circled back and grabbed it as soon as I got to my vehicle. I'm worried what my old man would do if I didn't bring back grandpa's rifle.
Really? That's what you're worried about?
I don't know. He goes, I don't know if it had a serial number, but it wouldn't trace to me. I worry about prints I had to leave in a bush where I changed outfits. Didn't have the ability or time to bring it with. I might have to abandon it and hope they don't find prints. How the F will I explain losing it to my old man? Only thing I left was the rifle wrapped in a towel. Remember how I was engraving bullets? The effing messages are mostly a big meme. If I see notices bulge UWU on Fox News, I might have a stroke. All right, I'm going to have to leave it. That really effing sucks.
Yeah,
judging from today, I'd say Grandpa's gun does just fine. I don't know. I think that was a $2,000 scope.
Huh.
Yeah. And then Robinson tells him to delete this message.
Huh.
So that's what they're putting out. That's what they put out there.
Oh, well, I mean, that would check with the whole lone gunman, right? And just didn't like his ideology and decided to do something about it. What a creepy...
It's wild.
That is wild. And the idea of, like, the roommate having no idea and you're just getting these, like, boy. Huh.
That you have no idea and you check under this keyboard and you're like, oh, my God, he did that?
Imagine wrapping your head around that.
Yeah, I don't...
Suk calls me one day. He's like, Rob, look under your keyboard.
Yeah. But
I look under there and you've murdered,
you know, the governor.
And
or
you're
whatever.
Like, dude, this wasn't you, right? And he's not here at work yet. And you're wait, what?
Are you planning to murder the governor?
I am not. I'm not planning on murdering.
Why'd you say her?
I didn't. I just said the governor.
Yeah. I don't know.
See, in this day and age,
I'm a little worried now.
Yeah, that's not. No.
You hinted.
What a surreal sort of thing. And do we know, did the roommate turn him in, too? Did the roommate?
No, the family did, right?
And that's what but this is, like, again, I've tried to stay away from all of this because it's just the whole thing has just been so...
I think what happened is they ended up, law enforcement recovered the gun, and then they had a photo of the gun on the news, and the family was like, whoa, that looks like Grandpa's gun, and then they started putting it all together,
so
I think.
It continues on. He says, my dad wants photos of the rifle. He says, Grandpa wants to know who has... What? The feds released a photo of the rifle, and it is very unique. He's calling me right now. I'm not answering. So they go on, and Robinson ends up telling him, I'm going to turn myself in. Mm. Because one of the neighbors here is a deputy for the sheriff.
Okay. So that's who
they had already had him when he was... he was already planning to turn himself, the family, the sheriff, and the whole thing, when he was talking to the roommate. So the roommate did not turn him in because of that.
Huh. Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, well, I mean, so now, I mean, that's the official narrative that's out there, and, you know, until I hear otherwise, I'm going to believe it, and that just sounds like it was, again, we always want to believe in some sort of grand conspiracy, and that there's always more to it, as opposed to one guy that really hated someone, and that was effed up in the head, and decided to do something badass crazy, because they are indeed insane. And I'm assuming eventually the kid's going to talk. I mean, he's not dead.
Oh, I think he was. Was he appearing in court today, or is that tomorrow?
I don't know.
So, I mean,
and by the way, they have firing squad in Utah.
Yeah,
because they're recommending the death penalty.
Yes, yes. I told you, one of my friends' father participated in the first firing squad execution in Utah. Yeah.
I just wonder if they'll make a whole thing out of that. If that ends up, if we get to that point,
it might be a while. I mean, some of those things drag on and on and on. But.
Also, I have one other aside here. Mm-hmm. This is out of the What the Hell department adjacent to this case.
Yeah.
Did you see that George Zinn? So, do you know who George Zinn is?
George Zinn.
He's the old guy that they originally arrested.
Yeah, I did see that. Yeah, he got arrested
on kid porn charges. They popped him with child porn charges.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. So if you don't know, after Charlie Kirk was murdered, they grabbed this old guy in his city.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC's apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
60s.
Yeah, and that's who originally...
He's the dude who told police that he shot Charlie Kirk. It was right after the murder, so they were taking him in. Well, he didn't shoot Charlie Kirk, but after falsely arresting him, they did charge him with obstruction of justice because, well, obvious reasons. But naturally, they go through his phone, and they found child porn!
Child porn.
What is he doing?
Well, he's being insane. And this is just the hard part, because we're getting a lot of texts being like, no one texts like that, and Again, this sounds suspicious. The problem is, like, when someone's insane, it's hard to put rational thought into an insane person's actions. And this is like, it just no one can believe anything anymore. And someone else pointed out, too, like, all the stuff we know about this, I don't know one single thing about the person that shot the president.
Yeah, that's that people have issues with that, too.
I don't know. I don't know the name. I know the photo. Crooks. Yeah, like, he was kind of a pimply-faced, weird-looking kid.
Yep.
And he's dead. I know nothing about that guy. Nothing. Why, you know, it's just we're living.
Yeah,
in,
that is weird.
We're living in weird damn times.
Do you think that's just because he's gone?
I don't know.
Because Luigi's alive. This kid's alive.
Yeah.
And that guy's gone. Maybe that's what it is. Like,
maybe that's, I don't know.
But I'm assuming, stop obsessing over them once they're dead.
Well, if Tyler Robinson wants to set the record straight and clear it, I'm assuming that he'll have his day in court, or he can give an interview or something. I mean, he's not dead. If he turns out to be a Jack Ruby situation, then, you know, that's something. But as of right now, he is alive, and if he's got a problem with what's being said, then obviously he can speak up about it.
Unless they don't want him to speak up about it.
Yeah, who knows?
Pretty wild.
Who knows? But that is crazy to think that he's just texting back and forth with the roommate. And do we know, were they in a relationship?
It sounds
they're
like
they're reporting
it.
That they were.
Because that's, again, another
one. But that's another one where a lot of people are going, well,
exactly.
Were they?
So I
they wanting to, it's, you know, there would be an interest in making it.
I have told myself on this that I
seem that they were.
I would like to kind of take a step back and wait for all this stuff to get flushed out. Because I do not want to be involved in the discourse and the outrage and the
well, the problem is you may not get that.
Yeah.
I mean, you do, at some point, you just, it's like the Neil O'Shea thing. You just have to trust what's being put out there. Well, like, you're never going to get the truth. Do you have the truth over Jeffrey Epstein? You don't.
No. I don't know. On this one,
you're not going to get the truth.
I just am choosing to, I am making, this is the first time I can remember taking an active position of, I just don't want anything to do with it. I'm just, big old step back, and just too many people I know, and too many things that are just seem, the temperature in the room is just so hot, I'd rather just not be in the room right now.
All right, we'll wrap it up next on The Fan. Well, we have a few minutes left. I can tell you about circumcisions if you'd like.
Oh, doing some of those in your spare time, all like Tim Tebow?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Tebow, like, went to, like, the Congo or something and circumcised.
I think it was the Philippines.
Was it the Philippines?
Yeah. Little Filipino circumcision.
Out there cutting penises on his vacation, which is just the weirdest vacation I've ever heard of.
I think it was a mission.
Yeah, mission vacation. Yeah.
Newborn circumcision rates in the United States fell from 54% in 2012 to 49% in 2022.
Yeah.
White family saw the sharpest drop, while Black and Hispanic rates stayed steady.
Yeah, I can see that happening. I think more and more people are like, why? Like, why exactly are we doing this? It does seem a bit weird that, like, what?
Uh-oh.
Well, this idea that there's any sort of medical thing behind it, like, that's the way you were made. It's the way you were made. Like, we're deciding that, like, it's just weird that became the de facto decision. When you have a male child, is to circumcise it. I just that has always been a very strange thing.
Well, a lot of cultures don't even do it.
Yeah,
you know. But over here, researchers point to rising skepticism towards medicine and Hispanic population growth as possible factors. Wealthier and privately insured families had higher rates, but also bigger declines in circumcisions.
Case. Wait, higher rates but bigger declines? How does that work?
In other words, they do it more, but they've also dropped more.
Oh.
Like it's dropped.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, the idea of like...
You know what's that?
I mean, like, what are they... I'm trying to think back, like, when I had my son, that was 23 years ago, like, there's the idea of what they say, like, it helps with, like, cleanliness or something. Like, it's such a weird thing to, like, instead of just teaching your son how to wash his penis, like, we just cut part of it off.
And then the other component to it, and I don't know how much it goes into, like, parents thinking about their kids is the, well, you, like, you want for your kid to look like you in that way, so it makes sense to them. I don't know.
But, I mean, it just comes down to it was a religious thing that stuck around for years and years, and it does kind of seem like a bit of an antiquated notion that there's any sort of, like, medical, like, like a medical thing behind it. Like, I know this is the way you you came, but there seems to be a flaw, and if we just cut the top off of this, you'll be fine. Seems odd. Seems odd.
I'm down with it.
I mean, it's just... it's
just the tip.
Do you remember, did they have discussions with you, Buck?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
When you had your boys, I'm not going to ask whether you did it or not. But
we had discussions, and they told us if we wanted to do it, they would do it at the first appointment in the doctor's office, not at the hospital.
Oh.
So we could think about it, and they basically said it kind of doesn't make a difference anymore. If you want to do it, that's fine. The kid won't remember it. Parents think it's traumatizing. It's not that big a deal. If you don't want to do it, not a big deal. They kind of downplayed its importance in general and.
How do they know it's not that big of a deal?
That's what I wonder.
It's like, how do you know that?
I mean,
for the baby, it's
oh,
like...
Oh, yeah. I see.
It's like,
yeah,
dude,
it's not your penis.
You're clipping part of his parts.
Yeah.
I think it's just
they're like,
studies
no.
done based on what memories a small human that size is able to even retain.
You can't remember it.
I'm sure it bothers them at the time. Like, yeah, you're cutting off a piece of their wiener. But.
Well, yeah. Well, that is that enough reason not to do it?
Yeah. Sure. For a lot of people, it is.
That would
and
probably
I think it's becoming,
freaking hurt.
It's becoming more of a reason.
Well, when my son was at, my wife was like, well, what do you want to do? And she was like, well, I think that's kind of the norm. And I was like, well, I'm not going to be in the room. I said, if you want to do that, I'm like, I ain't going to be there. I couldn't watch someone do that to my son. That just is not like, I don't get that. I'm not sure how that just became the de facto. And I don't, when you're a kid, you don't remember that because you're like, whatever it is, you're like a week old, but I certainly don't want to watch someone do that to my son.
Well, and they actually said if you do want to do it, we prefer to not have you in the room because we've had dads that just pass out. Like they see it happen and they faint.
Mm. Someone said, why do you hate foreskin?
Yeah. Why do you hate foreskin?
Someone said the rates of contracting STIs much higher than if you are circumcised?
UTIs.
So he said STI. So that's, is that, I'm assuming sexually transmitted?
STDs?
UTI is a urinary tract infection.
Right. So I think originally they said for young boys, UTIs, it helps prevent UTIs. Mm. And then I think as you get older, it might help in the sexually transmitted disease world as well.
I see.
I don't know. I'm no doctor.
No,
wait,
am I? Dr. Rob?
Am I a doctor?
I don't know.
I don't know, dude.
You stayed at Holiday Inn Express in those commercials.
You got to get one of those honorary doctorates so you can do it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm honorary enough.
You would go by Dr. Rop.
Doc Rop.
If they gave you an honorary degree.
Doc Rop! Like Ryan Buckley! Anything about that?
Sure.
He loves it when you do
God, that. He hates that.
It's so cringe.
Of all the weird things that
I know.
you could
it's
be
weird
against,
that he hates that.
It's
like that ad that we play. We have some ads that are really tough to listen to right now. Not that one.
No.
What is it?
Is that like the Limu Emu is like singing?
Yeah.
Limu Emu.
Get your insurance today.
Or something like that.
Oh my God, dude.
That might be the worst one.
I can't handle it.
We remember it though.
And my biggest gripe is they changed the Coastal Farmin' Rants voice.
They did. They updated it.
I don't like it.
New jingle.
I don't like it. I want the Coastal Farmin' Rants.
Just what the
I don't like the new one. And they got a gal singing it, and
why
I'm a sexist pig.
That?
I don't know.
When you have a great jingle, just leave it.
I saw Cracker Barrel put their old stuff back up.
Yeah, I loved the jingle. I loved the voice. Not a fan of the new one.
Remember the Double Mint Twins?
Oh, yeah, I remember
the Double whole Mint Twins. Jingle. They had a jingle, right?
Yeah. I don't remember what it is, but yeah, there was a little song.
Double your flavor, double your fun, double your pleasure, Double Mint Gum.
Buck knows.
A little suggestive, don't you think?
Oh, it was very
the
suggestive.
Two hot.
Double your pleasure with the two hot twins?
Are there four of them?
No, but you know, they focused on the, yeah.
Oh. The four things they had.
The four things that they had.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Everybody have a great night. We're back tomorrow, 3-7 of Finger Night.
Red Ships of Spain. Red Ships of Spain.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.